believe in my comedy sketch idea and demand that it be on the air. And as much as I'm exhausted and chain smoking and, you know, I have had too much coffee and I'm like, he's doing it wrong. Like, I was like, this person doesn't want to do this. And so let's, like, we wouldn't pull it, but we'd let's mentally be prepared that this will probably get cut.
Right.
And that's like a, that's collaborating, which, like, I learned, I was like, it's something about the wording or something about the way in, it's not clicking with them. They can't wrap their head around it. You don't just jam that into someone's mouth and go, say it. You know, it doesn't work that way.
Was that something where you sort of had to learn how to make peace and...
Yes, especially with monologues. People would say jokes in a way it'd be like, that was great. I'd like pause right before that part. I think I'd be good, like throwing a little pause. Great, let's do it again. You go like, I think it's like, you know, da-da-da-da, right? You know, like, I just think that pause will help, you know, do it wrong again. You'd be like, And they'd be like, they'd be like, I don't like that joke. And you go, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And you're always like, oh, you haven't liked that joke all week. And you, oh, sorry. And like, it's your monologue. And you and I should be working together.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
I got my own. Can't help that in this big world I feel all alone. Often business, often busy, we've been on our phones. I can't help with your problems, I got my own. I can't help, 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 I can't help. I'm concerned with my mental health, searching for a better self. Voice inside my head's telling me I need to let it out.
I find myself going back to when I lost my dad. You see, I wandered, kinda left a little off my path. Looked up to the sky and talked to God, and then he brought me back. And now I'm all alone, and there's no lesson better taught than that. You having problems was the first on the phone.
Call me.
Cause I've been at my worst all alone, and I know how it feels just to search on your own. Cause you hate going out, but it's worse when you're home.
It sucks.
And every moment that I hurt, I kinda grew a bit.
I did.
Really, dog, see, I really, really went through some shit.
I
walked the road until the rubber on my shoes was singed. Not about the path you take, more how you maneuver it.
Yep.
Everything I got, it came from manifesting destiny. Was standing test of heat, I never ran, I can't accept defeat. Life can be a mess, it's just a lesson that you're meant to teach. But I can't really help, so keep your hand in when you're next to me.
I can't help with your problems, I got my own. Can't help that in this big world I feel all alone. Often business, often busy, we've been on our phones. I can't help with your problems, I got my own. I can't help, 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 I can't help. I'm concerned with my mental health, searching for a better self. Voice inside my head's telling me I need to let it out.
Yeah,
I can't help.
You know it's funny how the world is. All this money make the world spin. Came up hungry, always asking what you serving. They keep coming, I keep swerving. Life ain't certain, I keep searching. Haven't hit my wave, but I'm surfing. Trying to be a better person. Last one out and I'm the first in. Give me the credit I'm deserving. Got the credit, make the purchase. Overlooked on the surface. I try to help, but I still got my own shit. I know it sounds selfish, but I don't wanna owe shit. I just wanna own shit. I'll level with you, maybe I need to see a different view, so bring the drones in. Got all this time, but have no patience. Been all this time, yeah, it still don't make sense. Forced inside, can't even leave my home. Being honest, can't keep a promise to help with your problems. I got my own.
With your problems, I got my own. Can't help that in this big world I feel all alone. Often business, often busy, we've been on our phones. I can't help with your problems, I got my own. I can't help, 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 I can't help. I'm concerned with my mental health, searching for a better self. Voice inside my head's telling me I need to let it out.
The Hi Cats right there, I Can't Help. Hey, it's Gunnar, and you're hanging out on Steel City Music, which you can hear over on The Hawk and also on CFMU 93.3. All right, in this hour, and I'm going to tell you now, it's a big hour of music and interviews. So had a chance to catch up with Flozes. He has a new EP out called Too Timeless. So we chatted. It was fun. I have fun talking to this guy. I really hope someday that we get the studios open again and that he can come up and hang out and just, you know, chat and talk about music and everything, because he's one of those guys that's, you know, he's very passionate about it. And he's very passionate about what he's doing as well. So we'll spin that, this entire EP with the tracks, of course. Why do I even have to say with the tracks? Of course the tracks are in it, you moron. All right. Also, a couple tracks from A Tribe Called Red, Electric Powwow, and also DJ Shub featuring Northern Cree Singers, Indomitable. You know, they are now going by Hallucination, I believe, so... we're going to throw that in there. Some Canadian hip-hop as well. We'll do some Cadence Weapon, which is always a great artist out of Edmonton. So there you go. And why don't we start off the set with the kid, Kay Triggs. I like this guy. He's young. He wants to have fun. He has passion.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's Kay Triggs.
Here's his track, Horizon. You're hanging out on Steel City Music.
I'm coming for it. Grew up in the city of a ham and steel. Everybody rapping, trying to get him a deal. Raining cats and dogs, how an idiom feel. Reminisce on days when I was steal to get a meal. Word to all my family, always keeping it real. I'm just trying to make it so I leave him a will. Keep praying that he won't, underdog, not the goat. Full of spirit, so let's toast. The sun, not the Holy Ghost. Talking it, I'm only gross. Sight set, I know the notoriety. Young prince of my city, soon to be his majesty. Student of this game, I was never Ivy League. Sipping fruits of my labor while I stumble through sobriety. Thinking back on where it started, so the hats I want the garden. Came too far, then I'll be walking on these charges. Like a landmine, I'll be blowing up regardless. Go ahead and strike your bargains, I stay busy picking targets. Solely talking numbers, say that language, my department. How I shoot my shot, shorty's calling me the marksman. Just a prophet on the cusp of combustion. Word to the rut, I grew up in. Go for my bag, never buck it. Show me the power, kick up it, cause no one gives you remorse. Think you run game, check my scouting report. Way playing lady, call it EA Sports. Thankful for a live mama, didn't abort. Love for everybody who been showing support. Y'all can meet me at the top when I can lead a track torched. I've been homeless and hopeless, had to trust in the process. Now I'm leading like Moses, side my feet they throw roses. It's just my first act, see who's here when it closes. Lately questioning my motives, keeping busy getting noticed. Turning all these cons to progress, never end up as a mogul. Put it on my logo, freedom speech flying solo. Mother used to tell me I should shoot for the moon. Call me down to earth, I keep reading the room. Always the best man, but he's never a groom. Grew up watching people eating from that silver spoon. Sheep and wolves clothing, feeling venom in their words. Gotta bring it sugar coated, what I'm spitting is unheard. Keeping it 100 with my adjectives and verbs. The people of the place I always wanted since my birth. Every person has a purpose, even if you still in search. Gotta know your worth and put nobody else's first. Life's a blessing and a curse. Independent to a fault, why these haters throwing salt? All I did was get results, now it's winning by default. Stay attacking tracks, you wanna charge them for assault. Only bars coming for me are the ones up in the vault. If hip-hop had died, I came and gave it a pulse. Been at this since the days before I was an adult. Soon they know my name, from the Bay to the Gulf. All up on the way and you ain't seen result. Only bars coming for me are the ones up in the vault. Been at this since the days before I was an adult. Soon they know my name, from the Bay to the Gulf.
It's old news, but also bad news for everybody. People buy views, I know it's old news, but I got bad news for everybody. Holy water is no juice, but I know us Jews, we don't like to lose to anybody. People buy views, but I don't buy views. Don't turn on my fuse and watch your back.
And watch your back, I'll break your neck, I'll pop a can of iron, lack and paint you black, your name in black. The list I'm keeping overpacked, the others keep the numbers fake and cut the rank, so... Every day I'm low until I blow. Digging hell, I call me Dash of Snow. Money, leather, puppets, run the show. Underrated, calling me J-Lo. I'm
have to go. See you later, underwriters. Here to see a LMAO. At the gate of Eden Garden, I'll be on the speedy boat and tiny trolley with my slate in. Clean and shining, but they don't mind it. You gotta chime in. They don't know what to keep in store. When I become big cash, they be on the spot. They don't know what to keep in store. Buy fools, buy views, touch wood. No, I don't pop with that.
I don't pop with that.
I don't pop with that.
People buy views, I know it's old news, but also bad news for everybody. People buy views, I know it's old news, but I got bad news for everybody. Holy water is no juice, but I know us Jews, we don't like to lose to anybody. People buy views, but I don't buy views. Don't turn on my fuse and watch your back.
Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You ain't getting views and I know you jealous. 8, 9, 10, nearly like 11. I'ma elevate the bread till we get to heaven. Got a whole lot of cash going it fast. Looking like a stone and a snatch. Whoa, I'm the best, baby. Lot of hate, not getting cake. I can tell that you represent that fakeness. Wait, the jig is up. I can tell your whole damn career is going down. Yeah, I heat it up the window like the summer. This year I'm messing up the budget. Sheesh.
They don't know what to keep in store.
When I be counting big cash, they be on the score.
They don't know what to keep in store.
Buy fools, buy views, such would know. It just hit the fan.
It just hit the fan.
It just hit the fan. It just hit the fan.
People buy views, I know it's old news, but also bad news for everybody.
They don't know.
Years, I know it's old news, but I got bad news for everybody. Holy water is no juice, but I know us Jews, we don't like to lose to anybody. People buy views, but I don't buy views. Don't turn on my fuse and watch your back.
To all my mile end friends and my Parkettes connects, all the kids in Little Italy, the punks in St. Henry, flat soul bros and the crew in the D's. Cause you know when I do it, you know I do it with ease. Made some moves with my music, you got a couple degrees. Might see me using maneuvers, I got a few on my sleeve. Become so fluent and ruthless, so underground in the sewer. Like DOS effects with my set, my sound progression is proven. You think it's all an illusion, must be the booze you're consuming. Talking shit with your clip, but when all alone is confusing, acting like Beefcake Brutus when typing on your computer, give you losers a bruising until you need a transfusion. My niggas don't run when it pop off, might rock camo when the cops stop, might cop a Lambo with a drop top, make your job drop, white hole with a crop top, better make like smoke with your pop tops, and the hot spots fall off, nigga, not that, want me to stay poor, nigga, stop that, better fall back, hit the toe wearing all black. Hard not to face the bother to this. Gotta thank my mama cause she made me stronger when I had to deal with that shit. Let me teach you, man, I thought I stand to deliver. I'm wavy, baby, like I ran through a river. My drink is tasty, it passed from a liver. Take your lady, she asked me to get a little fella. I'm a big black nigga, little fatty, retro, he'll figure. Hit it better, you know, big swinger, I'm a real veteran. You're not no figure, I'm really clever. Got my shit together, I'm on the top, in this endeavor. If you pick me up, I need a Benz or better. Tinted window seats filled with leather. Send it in, some secret lift, this pepper. Got a crew, bad bitches like this with feathers. I'm rolling homie, my wrist metal. Got a meat strap and a vicious bezel. When he drops, above 60 levels, no Reeboks, my kick special. Why three stack two? Self. Clean conscious, my vision dealt. I'm a green monster when I'm getting jet. Squeal off when I hit the pep. Steve pop wheels kicking pebbles. Like, woo, baby, who does it better? Yeah, nobody. You're in a slow jalopy. I'm rolling off and in the lobby loaded. So confident, got a dope spot to help me go walk till I'm overdosing like. Do it for the gold. They be like, yeah, nigga, what?
the platinum, do it for the gold. Baby, like.
All right, well, back to the almost eternal Iggy Pop discography. Your first solo album was 77's The Idiot. And how big a part did David Bowie play in your emergence as a solo artist?
Well, I mean, put it this way. Before I made that record, I was a street person in L.A., basically, and I'd been kind of stymied by the entire music business and a really disastrous manager in general, and drug problems and drinking and general carousing, you know. So at the time, I could have put together kind of just a stock rock band, something glam, something tasteless, but I didn't want to do that. And it was really timely that he suggested basically two things: getting out of L.A., and which is great, and making an album together, which was a good idea, because I think had he not come along with that proposal, I probably wouldn't be talking to you. No,
really?
I'd be playing somewhere, probably in 42nd Street or something, you know, something like that. So it was a good stroke, you know.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Yeah!
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Guest is an artist that I featured on the show a while back. It almost seems like it was 1992 the last time him and I chatted, because it was such a good time that we had talking, I should say speaking together, and now it's 2021. It feels like forever. Flozus, where have you been and what have you been doing?
Hey, Gunner. It's it's kind of a funny time to be asked where I've been. I've been in my house just like everyone else, you know? But actually, it's funny you'd say that. I am in a different house since we last spoke, so.
Oh, okay. So you've upgraded? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, it wasn't really planned, but the landlords of the previous house decided that second wave corona was the right time to sell.
Oh, my Lord.
From their perspective, definitely the right move financially.
Sure.
From our perspective, stressful time of year, that's for sure. But we did end up with a better place. I'm actually sitting in a basically fully furnished studio room.
Good.
That we now have access to.
Good. And avoiding all pollen or anything that would affect your vocals.
Yeah, we were discussing just before the interview. I can't go into my backyard without a hazmat suit on, right?
Oh, yeah, it's brutal. It's brutal right now. But people don't want to listen to two old men or just one old man and you talk about their vocals and how bad the pollen is for them.
I thought we were just going to have a whole interview about pollen. Was I mistaken?
No. Well, you know, it could happen. I've heard some really bad podcasts as of late, and I question myself going, why am I listening to this? I have no interest in bow hunting. Why am I this? What? I don't That's bow great. Hunt. I don't know what's this Joe Rogan thing all about all the time. Okay,
Joe
whatever.
God.
Whatevs. I personally like Joe Rogan. It's just that I can't listen to. There's only so many, like, you know, tune-out podcasts that happen to me, and it's just like I have no interest in bow hunting at all. And
yep.
I flip over, and there's, like, they talk about the tension of the bow, and I'm like, should I be listening to this? Like, will this...
is this benefiting my life? Is this making me a better gunner?
Yeah. Well, that's just it, right? It's just like I feel the same way about my show, too. It's like, should you be listening to this? Is this helping you in any way, or is this just pure entertainment? I think we're going to have to look at it as entertainment, not informative, right? So that's why I have...
You're talking to Father Flozes. I'm only giving the best advice. I'm only giving the most calming affirmations. I'm here to bring value to the people.
Well, at least you're upfront about the whole thing. So it sounds like you're trying to get a Spotify deal. Okay, whatever. Bud.
Yeah. I'm in promo mode. You know how it goes. You release the album and then you're just kissing everybody's ass relentlessly for weeks, right?
Right, right. Well, I had this conversation with a couple different people, and in order for you to get your music played on my show forever, never, ever, ever, ever say online to anyone that it's an honor to be on my Spotify playlist.
Don't say it.
Just never say that. Never say that to me. It's like, how could
nothing honorable about it?
How could it be an honor to be on my Spotify playlist? How much money are you making off of Spotify? Nothing.
Oh my God. Yeah, no, it's more like a sardonic wink from streaming services whenever I am reminded about, like, oh, you've passed 400 streams on your song. I'm like, oh, cool. Maybe I can buy a gumball.
Oh, goody. I think you're... You think you're overestimating the power of those 400 streams, sir, to buy a gumball.
Oh, hugely. I'd need to pool with a couple friends to even approach gumball purchase.
The gumball purchase, really. Hey, man, I know we're joking about all this stuff, and I'm crapping on Spotify, but it is good for to get your any platform to get your music out there is good as far as promotion goes. But I just don't see the return financially for an independent artist. That sort of thing. So, you know, like, I get it. It's great promo. It's what everyone does now, that sort of thing. But to me, going to someone's website and buying the music directly from them or merch or what have you pays the bills. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm grateful that I've never been in a position where my music as Flozes is the, it's funny because I work in the field of acoustics for my day job. So, you know, in a way, music does kind of actually pay my bills, but the music of Flozes and the pennies I'm making from Spotify, I'm grateful that I don't need to look to that for my income, because
right.
I don't know how people do that, to be honest, how they're paying their rent with the same size fan base that I've got. You need to be working every day to find ways to bring value to people and to sell things, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's
yeah.
not to say that I don't work every day, I guess, but, you know, my career outside of music allows me to just work on the music.
That you're very fortunate to be in that position.
Oh, yeah.
You know, some aren't, and you know, and I think this whole year and a half has been an eye opener to what you really want in this life, and how to achieve it. Because we've had so much taken away from us from this COVID pandemic, from different industries, livelihoods, the arts, music, service industry, like all of it, and I think. There's this being a little bit more grateful to what you can do is because when you end up missing it, you really miss it.
I'm out here missing things that like I wasn't even doing before, which is kind of a funny feeling. Like I did one rap show in Hamilton maybe back in like 2015. And it's not like I was doing any shows in 2019 when I sort of came back to rapping. But now that I can't, it's all I can think about. It's like, when am I going to be able to get out there and do a show?
Right. You're like totally, you're like, once you're getting right back into the groove of everything. So tell us about the Too Timeless project with D-Edge.
Too Timeless. It's that's a vocal tag you can hear throughout the project. I got my announcer voice on and got right to the mic on some Too Timeless. And then we threw that shit like in the background. But anyways, D-Edge and I, we go back to probably like 2013-ish.
Yeah.
We met online, as I met pretty much a lot of my early collaborators. There was a subreddit for just hip hop fans. It still exists. It's called Hip Hop Heads. But back then, they would do like migrations to Twitter. Like everybody would just once a month follow all of the different ads in the kind of community. And so that's how I got linked up with a lot of people, including D-Edge. We just started listening to each other's music and kind of, you know, after a couple of years of seeing somebody put out music and realizing there's quality there, that's when you start to realize like, okay, they're not going anywhere. This is someone who's actually as serious about this as me, right?
Yeah.
And that's sort of, that's how it started. And then in the last, about a year ago, we started talking about doing a project and then sort of assembling it maybe 8 months ago. And it didn't take the full 8 months. We sort of had a little hiatus in the middle to just, I had to move out of my house. Yeah,
right.
Started a new job kind of thing, but.
So it was,
that's the origin story.
So is it like, so six songs, were you always planning to just do six, or was there more than the six?
We were kind of playing with the idea of an album versus an EP, which like is an increasingly arbitrary distinction, right? It's just streaming services, I guess, they say that if it's seven songs or more, it's an album, which is funny because if those seven songs are 45 seconds each, it's still going to call it an album, right? But
yeah,
whatever. We didn't think too much about the length of it. I think this was just as many songs as we ended up both really thinking suited the project. We called it Too Timeless kind of because we're thinking, what are the ingredients that went into the pot here? You've got two rappers with a very foundational appreciation for the genre of hip-hop. D-Edge and I both, our initial conversations were about just like what made us start rapping kind of thing, right? And some of the beats on here, they sound like beats that could have come out 10 years ago or could come out 2 months from now and would hit just as hard. So,
okay, give us an example, though, on the project of what you just said. Like, what song is reflective of that comment?
Sure. Okay, there's a song called Tinnitus on there, which I produced. It's one of my favorite beats that I've actually rapped on in quite a while. And it's got this sort of, like, bombastic, really punchy, kind of chaotic sound to it. Like, it's pretty much just this 808 bass with this fun pattern and all these kind of silly percussion sounds. And when D-Edge got that beat, he said he pretty much immediately could hear ODB, Old Dirty Bastard, rapping over it.
Sure.
Which is an awesome thing for someone to... First off, I'm a huge fan of ODB in particular. But as a producer, when someone tells you they can hear someone from Wu-Tang spitting over your beat, that's a really cool thing. So that was sort of something that kept happening with the project is, you know, we'd be working on a song and be like, oh, this sounds like something KRS-One might have hopped on, right? So I should shout out D-Edge too, because on that song Tinnitus, he busts out the Old Dirty Bastard flow at one point in his verse. He gets all crazy and the microphone starts peaking and he's yelling about Brooklyn Zoo. It's really cool.
Yeah, yeah. Well, why don't we spin that track right now? Here's Tinnitus from Too Timeless.
Young flow, D-Edge, call that King Midas. You can hide, I'm in such a rear like a Nidus.
I had a strong year, I'm having one more. I'm spitting out facts till my f***ing gums sore.
Young flow, don't touch, I'm a horcrux. I was running out of dough, now I'm making more bucks. No stag, I don't mean to brag, but I'm gorgeous. Please, dear, take the rear if you're eating more dust.
Look, Father's Day morn, they took my car up off the front stoop. So now I rock a moped, and I learned myself some kung fu. If they take my scooter, I'm gonna show them what the guns do. I look like John Wick, the leprechaun, how I come through. It's uncut flow, how I'm making bad bets. I'm like butter on toast, on a baby bonus check. And my kids stay gross, she eating like a shop vac. I'm busier than most, I'm better than the top rack. Don't trust new friends mostly, am I Ghostbuster? They ghosting me. mean, I ain't disappointed, just disappointing, putting flow where bars supposed to be. I don't bogart, I just own the beat, and then post the shit, and then hopefully I make many, many, many monies, and send postcards back from Costa Rica.
I'm in your ear, I'm in your ear, I'm in your ear.
Inside your ear like tinnitus.
I had a strong year, I'm having one more. I'm spitting out facts till my f***ing gums sore.
Down the flow, don't touch, I'm a horcrux. I was running out of dough, now I'm making more bucks. No stag, I don't mean to brag, but I'm gorgeous. Please, dear, take the rear, it's eating more dust.
Yo, I was born in Shaolin, always bringing the ruckus. Trying to bowl at the garden like Glenn, I'm a walking bucket. Started rhyming, dealing with my pots, pain, fuck it. I'm an old, dirty bastard, wind spazzing. No, you suckers, what you gonna do? Did I stutter screaming Brooklyn soup? Till a damn motherfuckers, I'ma stay entangling, woo, pressing my luck, kid. Now I have more twins than me, ooh, than Kirby Puckett. Giving them banana splits, you know I does it justice. Being with the shits, I'm a rough rider when busting. Ladies, there's no 69, and so sit here and just us. You really gotta chill, chip before her neighbors bust us. You know life's a bitch, don't trust everyone amongst us. Snakes do anything to get rich, they aren't illustrious. Karma's a snitch, past demons will confront us. You see before rappers, stop it before you dead, trust us.
Young flow, the edge, call that King Midas. You can hide, I'm inside your ear like tinnitus.
I had a strong year, I'm having one more. I'm spitting out facts till my f***ing gums sore.
All right, fill us in on the Night track. What's this one all about? How'd that go down?
The Night. That's your classic party track right there, which is something that I used to, I guess, make a little bit more of, just like a straight up fun. It's about going out on the town. If you couldn't guess, we started writing this song before the pandemic happened. I don't think there's too many people starting a song about going out on the town in the last year, but that was sort of the essence that D-Edge had in mind for that track already. The songs on this project came from like equal parts his vault or my vault, pretty much. I think there's one or two that we made from the ground up specifically for this, but otherwise there was like, you know, a little demo hanging out on my computer or on his computer. And so that one came from D-Edge. Shout outs Money Montage, who produced that.
Me and the crew just chilling at the studio, puffing some glue, sipping on Don Julio, loving the Cali views, life is a movie. Yo, flow, what it do tonight? We making moves, bro, speeding, trying to get home fast, getting preen. Too short blast, you know what I mean. Mad ladies on the forecast, got a scheme. I'm an outcast, so fresh and so clean. Rocking the Dodgers jersey in a new era. Feeling like Roger Neen's in Tamera. Dripping like water, chilling in the Panamera. When you holler, son, there's no room for errors. Yo, I do this on the break, wilding every week. Never having to beg, you watch me creep. So my third leg, always stay ready to reek. I'ma find a make the night, ooh, a big old freak. We out here being young and free. Wilding just wanted some PYTs. Trying to live life to the fullest, feel me? We want to enjoy the night, let us be.
Every single night getting real. Too tired as I said, health heal. Behind us, I see a smoke trail. I was on the night, they were on my coattails. Every single night, sip beers. Too tired as you know what it is. Gotta get in line, hit the vibe with the kids. Every night, two times, I gotta rewind this.
Young flow, done with the bars, but I might drink Scotch lemon, everything is light pink. I've been skating on beats like an ice rink. Stone cold killer, despite what my wife think. Look, me and D-Edge, we're trying to write a new book. Hook go to my head, it's how the nightlife look. Flows us on tap with the Molson. Rolling with the ash like I'm Mary-Kate Olsen. Smoking on master, eyes all red. And my hair's a disaster, still I break bread. Make clay, get plastic, email violent. Trying to get a feature off of Billie Eilish. Let me try this mix with tangerine. D-D's D-Edge, he won't answer me. I need a lift real quick, I got plans to leave. Night's young, fresh bud, where my pantry be?
We out here being young and free. Wildin' just wanted some PYTs. Trying to live life to the fullest, feel me? We wanna enjoy the night, let us be.
Every single night getting real. Too tired as I said, health heal. Behind us, I see a smoke trail. I was on the night, they were on my coattails. Every single night, sip beers. Too tired as you know what it is. Gotta get in line, hit the vibe with the kids. Every night, two times, I got real.
5 minutes.
Chillin' on this rooftop, yo, makes me elated. What? Maybe it's the blessed bro starting to get me faded. Yo, wet flow go, he must have been jaded. Duns missing out, bro, girls of all races. I'ma put him under my spell with my skills. Never missing like deal with looks to kill. Yo, I just saw L come in, let me chill. It ain't hard to tell, I give her a refill. Sipping on my drink, slow plotting moves B. Next thing I know, a lady bumped into me. Pretty brown skin, go and apologize to D. It's okay, beautiful, and started talking B. Leading the dance and just vibing all night. Trying to romance her cause I'm digging her, aight. And transpired booty got me feeling so right. It's no biggie, girl, take a chance to spend the night. Come on! We out here being young and free. Wildin' just wanted some PYTs. Trying to live life to the fullest, feel me? We want to enjoy the night, let us be.
Every single night getting real. Getting tired as I said, health heal. Behind us, you see a smoke trail. I was on the night, they were on my coattails. Every single night, sip beers. Getting tired as you know what it is. Gotta get in line, it's a vibe with the kids. Every night, getting tired, like I rewind this.
All right, so tell me about a track on this that that both of you built from the ground up.
Okay, I'm going to go with the opening track. It's called Too Timeless, named after the project, of course. And it is just constant back and forth, exchanging of bars. There's no hook. It's just me and D-Edge flowing. And you never really – what I like about the song is it's not predictable. You never really know when it's going to hand off to be a different one of us rapping. And that one started out as like, hey, let's make a track that just goes back and forth, super hard bars, nonstop. And then, you know, so we actually, this is usually the best way I find to remotely make a track like that when you can't sit down in the room together. It's one person writes maybe 16 bars and then a couple lines of the next bit for the next person. And then you keep on sending it back like that. So we probably ping-ponged the track back and forth like 4 or 5 times and then it was done.
How do you know when it... How do you know when it's done, though? Like there's a point where you get to any sort of anything that you're doing, you're like there's an extension of something. So, I mean, yeah, but you would always hear it like in song terms where they just fade out something because they don't know how to end a song.
Yeah. Oh, man. And of course, I spend as much time in my head about that exact thing as I think most musicians do. With the track Too Timeless, it was kind of an easy call because if you're like... If there's no hook in a song, I tend to think you got to have a pretty damn good reason to make that song more than 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
Sure.
Right. Like either the beat has to be amazing or you have to be really telling a story kind of thing. But it was just us with punchy bars back and forth. We didn't want to outstay our welcome. So I think, you know, hip hop convention kind of says wrap that up at about 2 minutes 30, which is probably the exact song length.
Get in, get out, get done with it and move on.
Yeah. I get in my head more about when to end a song when there is a hook in it. And then it's like, you know, do you just end it with a verse because it's predictable to end it with a hook? Do you end it with a double hook and then you do more vocals in the last one? But that's predictable too, you know?
Yeah. Okay, I walk through the valley of the shadow of me. I cascade for a mile, but I'm under 6 feet. Underestimate though, you get chewed up in a paragraph. Biting on my flow, give them wings and call it paragraph.
I feel like a giant feet, 5'4"
A lot of rappers in my city and they all want some.
Make them work with big L's, now they looking like mates.
We've been trying to make M's, we've been setting that pace.
I've been tip top since last supper hit.
Shit, father flow drop, now I feel the hungriest.
I'ma run this shit, show them how the real pros do it.
Like moths to a flame, watch them all flock to it.
Every time I bust a rhyme, watch a nigga flip molds. Haters mad, I still shine, get dough and plenty holes. Yo, the city is mine. Wrapped down when a choco, wada da da dang, my 9 go bang, they can't stand this tight and shredded rappers of pieces. Yo, words are hieroglyphics without trying no easel.
Me and Vinny defiant, just running on diesel.
I'm a New York giant, fuck the Cowboys and the Eagles.
Pardon us, we love Mary Jane and just reckless.
Hitting favors like Vincent Kane, homie, accept.
Haters want us but tumbled again, being rejected.
Now we bring the pain, watch us change the method.
Always staying on the grind like Tony Hawk kid.
Throwing haters off stage every time like KRS did.
Most rappers can't rhyme, man. Just mid.
Let me find flow and pass it like Jay Kidd.
I'm trying to benefit my family on demand by dropping music. Only planned to even do this for a minute. Now I see the barren landscape. I look around and see the change I can't make. So I'ma take momentum, I'ma use it. Put a meter on the booth. I saw them cut a rug, I supersede him with my tooth. I wrote a rhyme and caught the bug. Now my flies are on the loose. Holy water, what I chug. Yeah, my ride is always cursed. While my whip out for a buggy, now I'm buzzing through the dirt.
I'm a void dirt, Astros keep testing me. Gambling, they lie.
lives for scraps. I see the recipe. Trying to be slick, cack, you not a necessity. Dummy say the industry's facts more than sesame. Takashi runs his mouth like it's none. Trying to show while he wants 6 and 9 inches by Montero, no doubt. Offset said he'd do anything for clout. Lil Pimp 14 got Trump in his mouth. I'm laughing at you lanes. This is pure comedy because we're not the same. You're cute and I'm a Sosceles. I studied the great dame, old big and Socrates. Now I'm a past gold man. It's a dead monopoly. Trying to do me like Brad Beal. Excuse me for staring at him like you know the deal, homie. You ain't starting. I'm a nigga born with Master P ready for stardom. Reppin' BK for real, traveling more than Harden. Homie, you don't want a piece. Leave me alone, B. I'm a beauty and a beast. Son, ask about me. Nigga, always keep nines on me like Bresky. I'd rather pray for world peace, so don't art test me. Nigga, come correct if you don't want none. You better protect your neck. Don't play with me, son. Bombing on you like deck. All y'all done. Me and with your architecture, we got skills, son.
Tell us about Genuinely Yours featuring Wes Gray.
Shout out to Wes Gray. I've been waiting a while to have a track with Wes. He's a Hamilton establishment. That song was also... So the guy that produced that song has been the person who mixed and mastered like my whole career as Flozus, basically. Up until recently, he was like the only person that pretty much touched my vocal stems. And that is the first time I've gotten to rap over one of his beats. So that's pretty iconic. I was going to use Genuinely Yours for a solo album I was working on that was very bright and positive. And then the whole world got a lot less bright and positive, and I kind of put that album on the back burner, and I cleaved that track off of it because I wanted it to see the light of day, and D-Edge helped me take it the final. D-Edge and Wes Gray came together to bring it the final lap.
Every day on Canal Street, writing rhymes, creating the way, hoping to live sweet, trying to get some J's on my feet and something to eat. It's a cold world, ain't, so you better pack heat. Haters prey on your downfall, eyeing your breath. Son of police harassed, it's all keeping you in edge. Backs against the wall, trying to not end up dead. Yo, I just want a ball, having cougars give me head. I need the sunshine and the rain, hoping for better days. Trying to escape this pain, puffing on some damn haze. Trauma in my brain got me in the days. Music is my novocaine, making demons go away. Yo, I heard him say I was trash, being a fucking misfit. I'ma remember the scar G every time I spit. Pressure makes diamonds be embraced the bullshit. Cause Jaden Style said that we gon' make it work.
All I see is open doors. All my tracks are genuinely yours. I sound like Nora Jones through a pitch shift.
Couldn't raise the bones for a beat, so I did this myself.
Working on the wealth with my eyes closed.
Less ice than a broke down compressor. Flow need a stressor just to make a couple pearls. I'm permanent. Perma picking on my beard to get a permanent. Double all my curls, see the cracks in the mirror. But I ain't looking at it too much. Seeing clearer through the eyes of my offspring. Common, but I got swing. John Travolta gave the cult a sip. I was Danny. How the fuck I'm supposed to not sing?
Can they do slow? Flows has been evolving like I hit the moonstone. Money every night like a hotel. Just a couple pennies, so it's all well.
Don't rehearse how my verses sound so swell. Young pelican, I'ma give him hell again. Bills full of shrimp, but my appetite is elephant. Ride round rigid till my toes get frigid. Yeah, I'm cold, my bar's so delicate. Yeah.
Young pelican, I'ma give him hell again. Shrimp in my appetite, elephant. Ride round rigid, my appetite, elephant. Young pelican, I'ma give him hell again. Too slow, evolving like a hippo moonstone. Money every night like a
yeah, and I appreciate this gesture. Flow put me on a feature, so yes sir, I'ma have to go and kill it. And that's what I've been doing ever since this game, applying pressure. But sometimes, man, I don't even know. Am I wasting all this time for me to not even blow? Am I paving this big lane to not even glow? But then I realize there's nothing better, so I go. My approach might be different than most. I go ghost, but then I'm back on your throats. I suppose I was made for this. But then I see everybody start saying shit like they wishing I won't. I just dove deep inside and realize I'm gifted. I'm different, that's why every time I got you shifted. I'm revealing to be yourself, don't conceal it. And singing will be yours if you can feel it. Yeah.
All I see is open doors. All my tracks are genuinely yours. I sound like George all through a pitch shift.
Couldn't raise the bones for a beat, so I did this myself.
Working on the wealth with my eyes closed.
Genuinely yours.
Still higher than a pine cone.
94 to life, string senses together. On the better side of bars, I appreciate the weather.
You know, it's funny, you made a reference, and both of us have in our chat, about things that have been happening this past year and a half of, like, low points and everything. But just based on our conversation, what we've been listening to, these are all, like, a positive point for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, all of this sounds like a culmination of positivity for you getting yes. back into this.
Yes, absolutely. Well, that's funny that you would notice that, actually, because that... As I sort of implied, my next solo album is definitely the darkest one I've made. It's got a lot of stress and anxiety and kind of neurotic themes going on in it, which is something people might not be expecting. But because of that, you know, pivot from making a happy project to a much less happy one, I ended up with all of these songs and all these demos and this kind of energy that I still wanted to get out there that, you know, like I did make a lot of songs in this really good place, and especially lately I you know, things are starting to look up, the sun's coming out, the scene is coming together, everyone's excited about stuff, so it felt like the right time to put these out. And also, you know, who's if I sat on some of these songs, they might never come out, right? You know how it goes. Yo, this is Flozis. I'm talking to Gunner on Steel City Music. You can check out my new project with The Edge everywhere. It's called Two Timers.
I'm reflecting on it. That's a life well lived, how my tracks sound. I put my stock in myself and I collect a lot. Big grin with my city in the background. I'm reflecting on life. I'm like, damn, how I got it figured out now. Young pops make the tune and then drop. Got the big grin with my family in the background. Father Flozis, deliver with the hooks, and every verse is just a bonus. You know I hit the books to get the best of my opponents. I ain't able to flex. A homie injured both pecs in a submarine wreck. Cause I've been nautical, coordinates are go, my flow methodical. They're asking for a bop, they don't know I got a pocket full. My rocket got wavy, so I did a collab, and Dubs dipped the beat in gravy that he made in the lab. So post-mortem, get an album from the ghost of me. Even from the grave, I keep it popping like a toaster beat. Young Flo, sipping OJ, no mimosa G. Got the reg weed up in the zeg where it's supposed to be. I'm hopefully not going out with the boom. You see me smoking raw papers, push me out the canoe. I'm too blazed for the banjo, so I hit the kazoo. Then I collect my sentiments and then reflect them on you. I'm reflecting on it. That's a life well lived, how my tracks sound. I put my stock in myself and I collect a lot. Big grin with my city in the background. I'm reflecting on life. I'm like, damn, how I got it figured out now. Young pops make the tune and then drop. Got the big grin with my family in the background.
Yo, who's this handsome devil that I currently see? Sipping something special, looking back at me. Reflecting my wild, daredevilish past, my G. Straight beastin' on another level, word of Rock Lee. Doing dumb shit, aight, fiendin' for clothes and kicks. Partying every damn night instead of stacking my chips. Ignoring my craft, right? Merely thinking with my dick. Piping three chicks raw at night, getting hat tricks. Stupidly wondering why I had nothing to show. Living check to check, cousin, fuck being broke, yo. Son, I gotta stop bugging and tighten up, bro. Cause you can't do the same shit, front for your growth. Now I'm top five like Dylan, I mean dial. I'm man chasing billions with the world in the palm of my hand. Swimming in cash, feeling like Scrooge McDuck, man. So let me just chill and get my bread on OnlyFans.
I'm reflecting on it. That's a life well lived, how my tracks sound. I put my stock in myself and I collect a lot. Big grin with my city in the background. I'm reflecting on life. I'm like, damn, how I got it figured out now. Young pops make the tune and then drop. Got the big grin with my family in the background.
Hey.
It's all about the green like I've been on sale. My cape seafoam sheen got a crown of kale. I'm Poseidon on the ground while I'm riding in a rental. Chop it up with D-Edge, sharpened like a pencil. If you mention me, it better be reflecting on a century. It's stacking up the green and then rapping just like I'm meant to be. I'm mentally equipped to rip the rest apart defensively. I'm greener than bananas be eventually. At least one lady been fond of me. Yeah, I put the OG up in monogamy. Pardon me for asking, but you passing to the left yet? Your track small, truck small, looking like a tech deck. Ooh, I'm aging myself with the early aughts shit. We drop this, subliminal, yeah, I got tips. You so green, pumping up fam's posts. Back and forth in the comments, you a one-man show.
Green on my plate like,
green on my plate like,
green on my plate like,
camouflage paint.
Green on my plate like,
green on my plate like,
green on my plate
like, I'm chopping up eights. Oh, god damn it. Flo put the gold in the green old planet. D hit the free throw from a green line. 5 pounds green, gonna have a green time.
Get money, get lifted. Get money, get lifted. Get money, get lifted. It's all about the green, ain't getting bitches. Get money, get lifted. Get money, get lifted. Get money, get lifted. It's all about the green, ain't getting bitches. Get money, get lifted. Get money, get lifted. Get money, get lifted. It's all about the green, ain't getting bitches. Get money, get lifted. Get money, get lifted. Get money, get lifted. It's all about the green, ain't getting bitches.
I be real fam, being seen in the membrane.
Fuck green, next to him, pants in Miami.
Smoking magic, Cal greens, bringing the pain. Now the damn pigs on me like Kermit the Game. Yo, they arm green, my smell, my bitches. I'm not bugging out farm and handling business. Me and Flo, leprechauns, hiding our riches. Women dig a lucky charms, we're magically delicious. Dripping for Cooper Holes, word, the game is glorious. Trying to get acres, you know, gotta live luxurious. I love the dough like God Notorious. Me and Flo get more dubs than the 16 Warriors. Lanes talk swinging like Chuck, I got no respect. Cause I don't give a fuck like Bird, I'm a vet. Keep pressing your luck with your green ass neck. Haters mad, they minds suck more than the Jets, nigga. Yo, my enemy's girlfriend makes my caterpie harden every day on my jeans. I'ma show him a metapod today for real, son. Cut the scene.
Cut that shit, nigga.
Yo, after sex, we smoke mad gloom, okay? You know what I mean? Me and Flo like Steph and Clay on 2K.
It's all about the green.
Get money, get lifted. Get money, get lifted. Get money, get lifted. It's all about the green, ain't getting bitches. Get money, get lifted. Get money, get lifted. Get money, get lifted. It's all about the green, ain't getting bitches. Get money, get lifted. Get money, get lifted. Get money, get lifted. It's all about the green, ain't getting bitches. Get money, get lifted. Get money, get lifted. Get money, get lifted. It's all about the green, ain't getting bitches.
You're listening to The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
You're listening to a Steel City Music Retro Hour.
Hey, folks. This is a kind of exciting time for me right now. And oh, and thanks for listening to the Steel City Music so far in the show. I hope you're enjoying everything. Of course, this show does air every Friday from 12 p.m. till 7 p.m. And you could follow us at steelcitymusic.ca or on Twitter, Steel City Music. Instagram, SCM Graham as well. And we are on, we have a Facebook page, and we also have a blah, 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 a Facebook group if you want to chat, that sort of thing. All of those fun things. So, as you know, I've been chatting with people from This Ain't Hollywood, from patrons of the bar to staff to bands, that sort of thing. And I finally get a chance to talk to my old pal who I used to work with at This Ain't Hollywood way back when it first started. And he was the house sound man that had to deal with all the grief from the bands, all the grief from the patrons, all the grief from the owners, and my grief as well, is always having to constantly help me do Faster and Louder when we did the live to ears with Indie 101 in the back corner. The one, the only, Doug Smith. Hi, buddy.
Hey, G, good to hear from you, bud.
It's great to chat with you. I've been doing these segments since the announcement of the closure of the bar as of August 4th. And, you know, it's just a way of us sharing some stories and kind of get some closure in on what a great bar music establishment it was.
It's great what you're doing there, G. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm listening to the shows. I love it.
Great. Thank you, man. I'm glad that you've been listening to it. And I've been getting some good feedback, and it's just a way of a little bit of closure for people, because I don't think we're going to be able to squeeze in a show due to this COVID pandemic by August 4th or anything like that. So, but it doesn't mean that we can't do a show later on, not in the same venue,
sure.
But just a closing out party for yourself and everyone who enjoyed the venue. But let's just get right into it.
Sure.
When did you start at the venue?
Well, so I was working at Pepper Jack's at the time. That's, for those who don't know, Pepper Jack's is where the Absinthe is currently.
Right.
And I worked for Kenny for about 10 years. And towards the end there,